I, Sea Voyager, welcome to Eternum, an ancient land of fantastical legends. The Lore Seekers, three of the finest storytellers of the New World, await your arrival. They'll spin ye a tale of mystery and adventure. So grab an ale and rest yourself from your journey across the cursed seas.
Oh, hey. What's going on, everybody?
Woo. Bring me down.
Oh, there's my face. You don't want to see my face twice. There we go. Hey. Look at all the people. Woof. People everywhere.
Cheers, everyone.
It's all kind of people in this place.
We're so excited.
This is already a huge crowd.
This is
phenomenal.
Before we move forward, because we have a lot of people listening, because this is our episode for the week. Hey, we're doing a live show right now. This is our launch party. All the audio is from the launch. This is the stream. We're having fun, giveaways, all kinds of things. So sit back, relax, enjoy it. Everybody.
Excelsior.
Hey, hold up. Slacker Project said I look like I dropped straight out of the cash shop. Well, maybe I did.
Yeah, maybe he did. Maybe
straight
that's
money.
Limited a dish. We don't know.
Oh. And our
hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Dubs Gamer with the sub. What?
I myself look like I've been doing syndicate missions all week long.
Oh. What's going on below the camera, though? There, Cash.
You got to stand up and show them the pants, man.
Show them your knickers.
Show it off.
Show them the knickers.
Come on, man. Ain't nobody want to see my doubloons. Ain't nobody want to see them.
Show them your knickers.
Y'all, it's worse than the open beta. It is ridiculous down there.
It is worse.
It looks legit, though. It's legit.
I'm actually wearing the doubloons, but I don't have socks on. It's awesome. You don't want to see it.
Oh. Absolutely not.
Hang on. We got a lot coming in here. A lot of people here. Anonymous gifted over five subs right there. Thank you so much. 22 months for the prime sub from Gone Crazy. All the follows. TWG for another prime sub. Dubs gifting three subs. And K-Champ showing up and showing off with five gifted subs.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, kindly.
So, who in chat's excited? Huh? Are you excited? Very excited.
It's been a long time
excite?
Coming.
Very excited.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, Lou and Chet says, oh, baby, I'm all bricked up.
Very excited.
Oh.
I have never been so excited for a client to download.
Right?
Literally nothing. Nothing was
right.
achieved today.
All day.
But the download.
Yep. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good, man. Really good.
Yeah.
Well, we watched a tree for an hour.
That's
we
true.
Did. Yeah, we sure did.
Maybe that's legit.
I should probably turn this alert box off. This thing's just going to keep teeing off. You guys are being awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, awesome.
Thanks for the sub, baby, with that prime.
Oh, thank you, man.
Nikes, friends.
Let's get a little music there in the background there. So we'll listen to the soundtrack while we do this thing. How about that?
Because that, I like it.
That's a godsend. It's so good. Oh.
So. Let's get a for the lore emoji if you're calling in sick from work tomorrow.
Both.
Who's calling in sick?
I
already called in sick the rest of the week.
I called in sick a month ago. Like, hey guys, yeah. I'm going to be sick on this day.
I called in vacation.
Oh yeah, there you go. Called in my vacay.
Yep.
Oh, so for everyone Legit. Who's here, first off, welcome to the launch party. So hope you enjoy our duds. Cash, what's the name of your costume? Are you a captain? A capitain?
Absolutely not. This is called the Lord Farquaad of Eternum.
Yes.
Oh, I love
and
it.
I'm only wearing this because I got such a kick out of it in open beta, and this is exactly what I'm going to be wearing tomorrow. I'm yes. telling. No, not like actually on me. I'm going to be in board shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah,
you
but
lie.
My character will be rocking this eventually. I'm telling you.
You lie. You're sleeping in that tonight.
You lie.
I don't know. It's so bad.
You're full of Excelsior.
And you know what's funny too is that we talk about one more sleep. I didn't sleep for shit last night.
Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't either.
I tossed and turned and woke up. I mean, I woke up at work, but I actually came home this morning. But I woke up this morning, I had the worst kink in my neck. because I was worried about all the things, right? I'm worried about, you know, I'm just getting the names, and is the client going to be right? Am I going to get the download today, which I was able to get and all that stuff. So I don't, it's freaking old man problems. Cheers.
How often do we ever get to have this excitement? Like these problems, this is it. This is showtime. This is good stuff right here for any MMO gamer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you're in a chat and you're not excited right now, you're dead or you're asleep.
Oh my gosh. Apparently my Siri's excited. She just turned on when you started talking. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey Siri, send me a pizza.
Boom.
No, not that site. No, turn that off.
Go to Amazon. Go to Amazon for that.
Anyone order me a Papa John's, please?
I think today I was sitting at work, and of course I'm in Discord talking. I'm looking at things. We're watching the tree and everything like this. And one of my guys walks up and goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Working on my next job."
Yeah. He goes,
"Nice." That's it. I'm working on my next job.
That's right, buddy. That's right.
Pretty crazy stuff. I saved a story for you guys that I wanted to tell you guys that happened to me at Best Buy this afternoon, right here in my hometown. I went and bought a brand new Stream Deck. Ooh. And there was this young girl standing at the counter, and she says, "Are you a streamer?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Who do you stream for?" And I said, "Lore Seekers." And I swear to God, because I came running out screaming at my wife, "You mean where Lore Seeker Cash is?"
No way.
And I went, "Yeah." And she goes, wait, "Are you Champ?" I go, "I am." She goes, "Holy shit, you live in my town?" And I go, "Yeah."
Oh my gosh.
You never happened
to me. I swear to God, you can ask K Champ when you talk to her. I ran outside and went, "I gotta tell you something." And this is crazy.
Wow, dude.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
If you're in chat, help me out, because you said you was gonna watch. Speak up right now. Because they think I'm lying. I should have videotaped it. My bad. I'll find her. Hey, where's the girl I bought the Stream Deck from? I kind of need to get a statement, please.
Did she happen to say anything about jibs at all? Like, was there any?
Not a damn word.
Did you give out my number? I need to know, because I got a weird phone call earlier tonight. Look,
I did give her your number, but I told her not to call until tomorrow.
Yeah, I do want to point out that Jazzy Rogue in chat says Cash looks like Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers, and that's the second time that we've heard something in that effect. And you know what? Excelsior! I'll take it. I love them.
Hey, that's a compliment.
Yeah, I love Impractical Jokers.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take
I got
it.
Called Q last time, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because you are definitely Mer, JB. I'm sorry. You are Mer all day, bro.
Who's Merle? Yeah. That sounds
Mer.
He said Merle, Mer. Like a mixture of
Mer. I'm not doing my Amish voice right now. Maybe later.
Okay.
Hey, do we want to recap the pre-launch events that happened today?
Yes.
I think that's
what is on Jib's head.
Here, this is timing was not a factor for me. It was not good for me. So I could not get everything I wanted in time. So I'm like, what do I do? We go to Goodwill. And so, And so Goodwill's right up the road, and it's for $17. Put together my little ensemble. This is a Fred Flintstone costume that is cut to be a cloak cover, and amongst other things. But anyway, so I'm rocking my $17 cosplay tonight.
Dear God, sir.
Hey, man. You're good. You look good.
You know.
When I first saw you, I thought Obi-Wan Kenobi or somebody from Star Wars.
Fair. It kind of does look like it now you say that. It's getting a little hot.
Damn it.
Oh, maybe I can wrap it around.
Change clothes.
Does this work? Does this play? This kind of plays. All right. So anyway.
First time chat from Blunt Force Bambi. Hello to you. Welcome to the stream. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for partying with us.
Same thing with Uki.
Thanks for hanging out. Brick says, I thought Jibs grew hair for launch. Bless your heart. No, that doesn't exist for me anymore.
If it was hanging in the back, it would be him.
I mean, it's always a party in the back, you know. Those locks flow. They flow.
Full mullet.
Yeah, see, everybody always sees me from the front with the bald head. Nobody knows that I have like a 4-foot hair tail in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You rock the rat tail.
It's like my beard, but in his back.
Yeah. Well, not on my back. I mean, in the back of my head.
Just poofing out of the back. Shirt. Back. Yeah. So you missed a spot.
Let's recap this real quick. So client download. How fun was that?
It was awesome.
So simple as just download a game. How fun was that? To know, like, this is it.
And it was more fun than it should have been. Like, it was so much fun clicking the one button.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure everybody in chat has already gotten it downloaded. But if you have not, don't forget to get rid of any prior clients that you have before you do that, just to make sure there's no corruptions or anything. Just wipe those clean. Yeah. Fresh install of this of the final launch tomorrow, and you'll be good to go. I think.
Mm. Yeah, I did see things going around in the Discord community, Lore Secret Company, that they were having some issues. I'm assuming that was it. Maybe they had the old stuff.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, they had either the open beta or the closed beta still on their system, and they just need to purge it. Once they purge it, it'll work.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Yep.
Too easy.
So the diet. Yeah, that was a quick download, man. And it was small. Like maybe it isn't for some people, but 37 gigs nowadays. That's easy mode.
It's awfully low. I was looking at it going, the graphics really and the sounds really that good at 37 gigs?
So that was going to be my thing. Yeah, that was going to be my thing. I mean, it took like 10 minutes to do 30 gigabytes for probably one of the most aesthetic and like beautiful games. Like, how is that possible?
It's called optimization.
Where's the data coming from? It's in the computer.
Oh, the files are inside the computer. Inside the computer.
That's right.
So the AGS official New World Discord server, that's a thing. We got to join that. I forgot to join that today. What?
Do we want to join? So, all right. So here's my feedback for that. It just became flooded immediately to the point that people were trying to get their roles. And it took like 5 or 10 minutes for people to get their roles. And then once they did, it was just flooded of just nonsense information. So there's a part of me that's like, if you're part of a community, Lore Seekers Company. Let them subscribe to the announcements and don't waste your time. My two cents.
Okay.
Don't waste your time with it because it's noise.
So you're saying
I think an actual role in that Discord is troll.
Yes.
You can get that.
Oh, yep. Fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go.
Tip. Real quick, let's go around the chat. There's a ton of follows. Everyone who's sitting here following. I'm gonna butcher that. Avatar? I don't know. Uki, thank you so much. Nocturnal. Shut up. EJ Mac.
Names are hard.
For the Prime sub. What was that? Prime sub? Yeah, but then Prime for the follow. Banish for the Prime sub. Good to see you. That's an OG Mog Nation member.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's 2012. That's circa 2012 where the top three you're watching Met, Cash, myself, and Champ.
Oh, God. Damn.
That's OG right there, boy. But anyway, Jibs the Butcher. What did I miss? That's a thing.
It's almost like when you start pronouncing names, time just stands still for a sec. Because everybody's like, let's watch what's he going to do now.
Almost as bad as when he saw a peacock on our last stream. She just froze. We were like, what's happening right now?
You were so sincere. Like, I wanted to hold you. I just wanted to hold you and just go, pobrecito.
Total meltdown.
That's an effing peacock.
I didn't know what it was. I just heard it and I saw feathers.
That's why we made a YouTube short on it, because it was too good, dude.
Well, I'm glad I made you laugh. Oh,
you did.
It was like a 5-minute detour. Like, it literally derailed us for 5 minutes. We're like, buddy, it's a peacock.
I feel like a kid that, you know, like, you ever seen those kids that walk around with a leash on? Like, the parents, like, get over here, kid. You know, they got the whole, like, dog collar thing on their back. That's what I felt like to you, Solus. Like, you were holding the reins, and I'm like, what is it?
And Jeffy in chat says, is that another one? were two. There's two, Jeffs. Yay!
I hope you poop yourself.
I probably will at some point tonight. Of course.
Yes. Mm. In that outfit.
The patch notes, they are live now. For those who are listening on release day. But yeah, they're going live on Tuesday. We're recording this the eve before launch, by the way. That'll go out. Those will be available. I look forward to reading those. I've really gotten into patch notes. Normally, I'm not a patch notes guy, but something about this game.
There's a lot of good information, a lot of Easter eggs, right? They'll tell you like, we fixed the patch for an upcoming blank. Hell yeah. Like, that's what I want to figure out. I want to figure out what's hinted at, what's released.
Right.
Hey, and just for everybody, make sure you update your drivers, just like
Ah, good
depression
point.
Just said, yes. Make sure you go in there and update your drivers. Make sure all the updates are done for you. Look at your windows. Do all that pregame stuff. I'm so used to doing it from every Tuesday during their updates, right? When they would shut the server down for 8 hours, I always got used to doing all of my drivers and all the updates during that period of time. So it's going to be interesting to see when this game does their updates, right?
Right.
Or when they do that. So hopefully it's in that same cycle so I can keep on that normal stuff. Yeah. And I saw a Sunny in chat.
Is he here?
Sunny, are you here? Speak up, homie. Speak up.
Sunny Ravencourt.
Thank you. I'm Sunny Ravencourt. What's up, baby? That's my boy, Sunny. Thanks for coming out, man. Hey, thank you guys for all those follows and stuff and all the questions. We're trying to get to you. We appreciate you. And a lot of people have asked. We're going to El Dorado is where we're going. That'll be where we're hanging our hat at and doing our dirty. Yep.
El Dorado, I'm just Is that it?
Get after it.
So long now.
There it is.
I'm really stoked. I'm seeing a lot of really cool people get on El Dorado, and we've kind of kept that close to our chest, but somehow we do not know how it was.
We have a leak.
Somehow we ended up on the streamer's website, and we're like, what?
Yeah,
I checked it today and we ended up on that where are the streamers going to see how it'll impact servers and stuff. And don't worry, we're impacted like that much, like that much. Just be like Asmongold, wherever he brings his effing legion, that's going to be an impact. But for the most part, friends, it shouldn't be too bad.
Hey,
with any streamers coming in,
the blessing. All right. Hey, let's do a giveaway.
Yeah.
All right. So is this, what's this for?
It's new. This is New World. It's Monday.
You're
and
idiot.
We're going to give away the New World game. Would you like a glass of water? He hates me.
I hope the next time you fart, it's a mistake.
We should probably explain how we're going to give it away, though.
Okay. Jibs. Oh, I'm doing this. Okay, I'm doing this. Yeah. This is happening. All right.
Well,
so,
if you F it up, don't worry. I'll correct you. Yes, you
will. All right, so here's the deal. You must be following the channel, okay? We're giving away. Are we giving away Deluxus? What are we doing? Standard. We're doing Standard. Standards through Steam. All right, we're doing standard editions.
Way to make us look like cheapskates.
I know, right? Sorry to bring it down a notch. So we're giving away standard editions of New World through Steam. You must be following. When the winner is selected, you must send us a DM to this Twitch channel. Okay, this one right here you're watching. With your Steam name. Your names must be accurate because we're not going to chase you down. And then we will friend the winner on Steam, then send the code. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, are we already doing it? Oh, no, that's the follows. Jeez, my bad.
Right. Yeah, and
how many friends, of those beers have you had, homie?
It's just my
just a real quick tip. There's a game coming out tomorrow, so our time is going to be very, very... We're going to be stingy with our times. We're going to be playing a lot. So please, 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 if you win, make sure that your information is spot on so we don't have to hunt you down.
Yeah, please. Knock this thing out. All right, here we go.
Got you down and got you like a fish.
I got you like a fish. Like a dog's eyes. I'm like a lifeless. All right, so you got 3 minutes, everyone who's here. 3 minutes! Exclamation mark raffle to enter the standard edition of New World. And while you're doing that, good buddies, my friends, let me find the show notes. So the Berlin Azoth tree lighting. That was pretty cool.
Actually was.
Yeah,
I dug that.
I want to make mention, like I watched it with Solace, and I do want to make mention about how excited we were to see something like that coming from. And now obviously it's a very successful streamer, and the guy freaking had so many freaking followers. It was insane. He was very good. German streamer. The guy was fantastic. But we loved that New World was doing something that we've never seen anybody do ever. Like, that was very ingenious, the way that was done. And even the questions from Isabella, the way that they like, they popped her Mona Lisa photo up on page and on the page, and they were like asking different questions, and it was almost like a scavenger hunt in some ways. And we loved the way it was done. Like, this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So well done on their part.
Yeah.
I think we caught a glimpse of what could be possible moving forward with Amazon and Twitch.
Oh, right.
So definitely like breaking the mold, doing something completely different. In short, so Ponyhoff basically gave up his stream, right? And Amazon took it over. So all the stream, the whole feed was all controlled by Amazon. He just hosted. Everything else was done by Amazon. That's actually really interesting. It was really well done. Wow. I didn't see any like issues. They actually executed very well. But it was cool to think that across the world, things that we were doing from our office, our homes, things that we were doing and things that we were participating in had a direct impact on like something physical across the entire world. Like, I don't know if that's ever been done before, to Cash's point. And I think we're on to something. Like, I think Amazon is kind of teasing us, right? They're like, hey, watch this. This is for a pre-launch. Guys, they didn't have to do this. They didn't have to. You know, so they did it a day before launch. What can they do next? That's a pretty cool place to be in.
Well, and it's the fact that they're thinking outside the box, right?
Yeah,
they really are. How do we get our followers in this game?
Right.
How do we get them vested?
Yeah.
How do we get them to saddle up? And this is how. Help your content creators develop your story, get it out to the people, and just support the people that love your game, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the key. You know, that's the key.
Absolutely.
And it's a great... it's a great show. They did such a wonderful job. And to go somewhere where there's a tree and they're doing all this, beautiful job. Beautiful job. I loved it. It was pretty good.
This is pretty freaking awesome to watch sitting here in chat while you guys are talking about it.
Yeah. So Jibs was locked in prison when this was happening. So we're gonna explain to him.
I just got out today.
Jibs is literally the only person you'll ever meet in your life that gets incarcerated and paroled every day of his life.
That's right.
But the way this worked, friends, is they started the entire tree off. It was 100% corrupted. It was, it was all red. Like you can kind of see it now. It was 100% corrupted when we started. And Isabella, in the format that you're seeing her now, she would ask a series of three questions. And then after three questions, the chat would have to get the questions right. I think we only got one wrong.
Yeah.
It was the difference between her brooch and her amulet. People are like, so many people voted brooch, and we're like, that's her amulet, dude.
I know.
Come on.
If they watched Lore Seekers, they would have known that.
But anyway, she, and then after three questions, if you got the three questions right, then part of the corruption on the tree would disappear. And eventually it was right on time. I mean, I think it was literally like at 58 minutes and they were going to be ending in 2 minutes. We finally unlocked and completely healed the tree to where it, you know, the tree turned completely to Azoth, which was pretty cool. And then at that point, they unlocked the code that you could put in for the sweepstakes for all of the Alienware peripherals and the laptop and stuff like that. So just the way that was done. And then, you know, to tag onto what Solus was saying about Amazon owns Twitch. So I think when Amazon owns Twitch, Amazon owns New World. Amazon needs to own this streaming space as developers. I truly believe they do, because for as many people follow and as many people are hyped about what's going on, they can do some serious damage on Twitch if they were to embrace it like all the time. Yeah.
And I'll be that guy that takes this total business, right? So for those of you who don't know, I work at Amazon. So bear with me as I say this. But what they did to Twitter, right? So me and Cash are watching this like action that we had to take where Ponyhoff had to take a selfie and dropped it onto Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that tweet go from like, what was it, like 89 or 100 likes to like thousands and thousands of likes, like instantaneous.
It was cool.
That's changing the face of social media.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Instantly. That's pretty cool.
All right. Yeah. So we got a winner. We got to pick. We got to pick a winner. All right. So the winner. Now, remember, you have to follow and then immediately DM us this channel, your Steam name. One of us will add you. If we can't find you, we're moving on. All right. So make sure you get your Steam name right. the winner of the very first ever giveaway we've ever done, ever, period. First standard disc, cool. New World is RSH. Well, how do you say that? ARSHK99. Where are you at? Just. Talk up in chat. Hey, I did my best. How do you say that? Where are you at?
They can't even get excited because they don't know who you call.
RSHK99.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you at? Are you in chat? Hey,
are you here,
Arsh?
Congrats, man.
That's awesome.
Chicken dinner.
Congrats.
All right. Make sure you message us your Steam name and your following us right here, my friend. Congrats. That's awesome.
All right. Congrats. Our first ever.
Yeah, that was awesome. Don't worry. We're going to do more. How many more are we giving? Oh, is it like a total? Are we giving five away today? Four? Five?
I feel like six.
Six. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's do a poll while we're sitting here. Let's keep this flowing a little bit. Solus, is there a certain one that you like to, is there one that really just screams, pick me?
Damn it. Well, earlier today we proposed the same question to our company. So why don't we just echo that one? I think it's a pretty cool one considering the day that it is. Yeah. So let's do the, which starter zone do you want to start in?
Okay.
Yes.
Right. I think that's a good one. We all kind of have this feeling. We all did the open beta. Most of us did the open beta. Let's talk about the four, right? Everfall, Monarch's Bluff, First Light. And what was the fourth one?
Everfall, Monarch's First Bluff. Light, Monarch's Windsward. Bluff, and Windsward. Yeah.
Windsward. There you go.
And then I think we should answer those and say why.
Okay. You bet. All right. Solus is already going. Solus, where are you starting?
All right. So for those of you who tune in and listen to Lore Seekers to Aeternum podcast, the story, the origin story of our company is actually Windsward, right? There's many reasons. Yeah. It's advantageous. It's an advantageous location. It's right next to Reekwater. There's many reasons why that's a good thing, right? Reekwater is kind of where we want to end up being, not to like ruin any surprise there, but Windsward is going to be a really, really great location. It's not landlocked, right? You have access to the water. I'm thinking like naval warfare, guys. Ooh. Hint, New World, naval warfare. I want to own my company. Our company will own Windsward at some point. Mark my words.
Oh,
that was sexy. That was really sexy. I like it when you get serious. Sorry.
Serious sauce.
It's happening.
Hey, Jibs, can you go over it real quick once again, how to properly vote so it's counted?
Yes. So what you need to do is type in !! vote space either Everfall or First Light, Monarch's Bluff with a comma, and Windsward. That's it. Pick one of those. So.
Excelsior.
!! Vote space. And then, oh, wow, you guys are really teeing off. All right, so we know where a lot of you are going. Windsward it is.
Oh. I think I convinced him.
Taxi. Real quick.
I don't know. Can I get an Uber in Aeternum?
It's a boy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Look at that. That's just, they're teeing off.
There are labor laws in Aeternum.
There are labor laws?
Yes. No child sweatshops. That's bad. It's bad. Okay.
It's the only thing not allowed.
That's the first one. No sweatshops. It's bad. Okay. So I think for myself, like, you know, I'm the newbiest newbie of this quattro here.
Yeah.
In Aeternum, because I only played the open beta and they all have more game experience than I do in New World. So
yeah.
Having known that I spent most of my time in the Everfall area, I would prefer not to go back there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cry about it.
Right.
At all. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to go for it. Wherever they put me is where they put me, unless we all decide to like meet up or something. But yeah,
well, that's really, a crazy thing.
I don't care. Yeah.
It's the walk of death.
Yes.
It's the walk of death. I'm going to tell you right now, when I log in, I get my character made. K-Champ's going to log in and get her character made. And wherever she is, that's where I will go. So I will be running the Walk of Death more.
Oh.
But I'm good at it. So I just know how to die.
That's always like a... That's That's like that feeling you get whenever you're a lobby and you run into like a level 60 zone and you're like, please don't aggro, please don't aggro. Oh my, keep running.
Right. Think about when you first started like in WoW, right? Like it just never, you don't have that anymore, right? You don't have that fear anymore. But in this game, you don't know Jack.
No.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Dude.
Yep. So you're going, we're all going to learn so much this week about this game.
Oh yeah.
We are all going to experience so much this week about this game. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The scariest part whenever you're running is the friggin' alligators that hang out in the bushes.
Dude, I don't know. The rams are pretty badass. Yeah.
How do I know?
You
ask
me how I know.
Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
I just know, okay? Oh, okay? I had sore testicles for like a week.
I think on the last show we talked about it, dude. They will stare you down. They give you like, they cock their head like that, and they look at you like, really?
Yeah.
This is my spot. And they will double back around and get a running start and put you on your butt. And it's kind of hilarious.
That is funny. Zero, thank you so much for the tier one sub. Firefighter for the tier one. All kinds of follows. You guys, it's so many I can't keep up. LSR for the gifted sub. And was it House of Rage for the follow just now? That's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, Jibs.
Yeah.
Before you answer yours, right, real quick, there's a lot of people asking about faction. We will be a syndicate faction, right? So Eldorado, North American West, to answer that question, syndicate all the way. They are the seekers of lore in the game. So it's kind of obvious. Hence the purple glow that you see on my stream as well.
We're all purple. I mean, it's corn to blue, but my lovely wife went out and she bought me a bunch of purple balloons back there that are really hard to see in the background. But
look at them. It's so cute. 92% of people said they're going to Windsward.
92%.
Oh, damn.
My light just turned green. Is that bad?
Does that mean you're going to hulk up?
Are you switching to Marauder?
Could I change my starting zone now? I mean, that's a lot of damn people.
That's a lot of people. Okay.
I know.
Let's see. Who's next? Champ? Oh, wait. No,
you're next, buddy.
Oh, okay. So I have an exciting announcement. In 2012, when I started playing Star Wars The Old Republic, and I had a dream that one day my wife would play video games with me. And she knows I'm a gamer. And she said numerous times, she's like, gosh, I'm so glad you're a gamer because I'm always home. I'm always gaming. Anyway, so I longed for her to meet someone very particular in our life. And that is Etheria, a.k.a. Pip, who's our mama bear pretty much here. I think she's here in chat. Pip, are you here? But anyway, I always wanted them to meet because I knew that would just be something special. So anyway, I just finished ordering her brand new PC, her brand new desk, all the RGB lit stuff. She's like lit, ready to go. Hey, Pip, there you are. And she said, I just want to let you know, I was really interested in New World, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want people to be think like, oh, we don't want her. She sucks or whatever. Like, oh, no, 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 no. You come on over.
No, 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 pledge. More pledge.
That's right. So she got the Razer lit cat ears. That's what sold her. And then she's like, oh, I'm in. So she's going to be gaming right next to me for the first time ever. And
that's awesome.
So I am really open to whatever zone. I don't have one because there's three that I have not, you know, ventured into. And so for me, yes, all of them.
That's so cool.
Jibs, I love that story. Can you look on the screen right now?
Can I look on the screen?
Those are turkeys.
Oh, you're a dick.
I know. I really am. No, dude, I'm super stoked for you. The one thing that I will say is when we stream, please put a camera on her or at least the right side of her because I want to see how many times she punches you in the mouth.
Yes.
Is that because I have this like bruise right here on my face where I got punched?
That was kind of violent.
I want to make YouTube shorts out of your wife punching you in the mouth.
Oh, it's so.
Hey, what? Can we have like in Twitch how you can expend the gold, the coins? Oh. Can we elect to have somebody punch you in the face? That'd be great. Like, wow. Like two coins, two coins. Oh, look, he gets knocked in the face.
Two coins.
Yeah.
I do not support this.
And I'm done. I'm out.
And I'm done. Look, he drops the mic and walks away. Cash with his mouth open.
I think we should do another giveaway.
Okay, let's do it.
That's a good idea.
All right, so first one was, we're just going to skip that name. All right, so we're going to do a giveaway. And you got 3 minutes. Go! This is for a standard edition of New World. You must be following the stream. Hit exclamation mark raffle right here in the stream. And if you win, you must DM this channel your Steam name. One of us will add you as a friend on Steam. We'll send this to you. If it's incorrect, we are not going to chase you down. Please, if you win, send us the correct one. Exclamation mark raffle. Oh my gosh, look at chat. It's teeing off. So, yeah. Starting zone, pretty much any. What else we got here on the docket? We got quite a bit. New Twitch drops. So, if you watch 10 hours of any of the Battle... Was it not Battle for New World? Wow.
For Azeroth.
Thank you.
Or Eternal.
That one.
Battle for Eternal. Yeah, Azeroth. Wait, hold on. Yeah. We're all confused.
Yeah. But anyway, so this thing, check this out. So if you watch over 10 hours of any of these streams from, does anyone have a date on that? Oh, 28th through the 11th, you can earn, what is this? You can earn all of the 14 unique weapon skins. This is the Vine Spun weapon skin set. I'm going to see if I can't zoom in on this for chat and everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, look at that. Woo! Yep. That's hot.
Sign me up. I don't have that. I want that.
I feel like this game's going to be one of those things. It's like if you own something, you know, like that has a special tint to it or shade to it, like, yeah, I was there. You know, like that's going to be the thing. It's like it's gonna be like a hoarder's bounty here, you know.
The kind of like the kind of like the multicolored cat.
Multicolored cat. Oh no,
too soon.
That's we don't talk about the multicolored.
are they gonna retract said multicolored cat? I think there's so much hatred for that cat.
Well, it wasn't. It was just, you know, I remember we talked about it. It's just like it was so jarring. Like I entered the city and it was the brightest thing literally in the entire world. And I didn't know what it was. I thought, what is that?
I mean, chat likes the rain. Is it called the Rainbow Lion or whatever it's called? It just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I don't care. Like, you want rainbow color, whatever, have at it. It just doesn't fit in your world. I don't know. It's just.
The world is like rugged and it has this, you know, very pioneering vibe and just, you know, very raw feeling. And then you see Rainbow Kitty over there. I'm like, what is going on, man?
Sunny says Rainbow Lion Lore Killer. And I think that's what it's called.
My immersion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, we have 13 seconds. This is it. Exclamation mark raffle. You get your chance to win a standard edition of New World. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. The winner of the second standard edition is... Higzilla, H-I-G-Z-I-L-L-A, Higzilla. Go ahead and send us a DM. Congrats, friend. And we'll get you a code here.
Hey-o,
send us a DM of your Steam name. Make sure you're following. You got to follow the channel.
Yep. Yep. Very
awesome. Are you in chat? Are they here? Oh, yeah, there they are. They're here. All right. All right. Very all right. Cool. Stick around. We got 4 more to give away. Let's do another... I don't. What do you guys want to do? We have so many things we can do. What do you want to do?
Let's see here. Did anybody who already downloaded, and I believe it was the what's the executive edition?
Deluxe
edition. That's it. I knew there was an accent there somewhere. That edition, Sullis told me about it today, but there is a art book.
Oh, I've got that on cue. Woo, yes, sir.
Yes. It's actually fantastic. And if you go into your Steam, so let's walk me through this today. If you go into your Steam, you can find it. You remember how you found it in your Steam, bud?
Yeah, quickly. Just in your library, right click, go to manage, go to find local files. And right in your local files in your Steam folder, you'll have an art book. and it's all different languages, right? It's like 8-9 different languages. Obviously the English one is the best one I can understand, but 128 pages worth of phenomenal information, phenomenal artwork, concept art, some Easter eggs that beg conversation, but it's great work. It's definitely something fun to look at.
Oh yeah. There's some pretty amazing stuff in there, including pets with hats. So it kind of give you a little bit of a taste of what could potentially be coming to New World in the future as they add things. It's pretty cool. So take a look through there, man. That's actually pretty fun. So I'm actually interested to know, on top of what people are doing, what area that they want to go in, I'm really interested to know, what are people going to be focusing on when we start? Is everybody going to be like racing to 60? Are there going to be people just like taking their time? Are you going to be focusing on flagging up as soon as you can? I'm just kind of interested in getting that whole conversation started, like about how, what we're planning on doing for tomorrow's launch. So start.
Hey, Edgewood, thank you for the subs, buddy.
Yeah, very cool, Edgewood. Thank you. Bruce, what are you going to do?
I don't know, dude. I'm going to follow Katina around and kill stuff. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, cool. That sounds exciting. Solace, what are you going to do?
So I don't think it's any surprise. I have like one mission that I have my eyes set on for tomorrow. I've done this 6 times. I've done several alphas, several betas. So like, I feel like I don't necessarily need to go through the lore. So my one mission, my purpose in life tomorrow, is to race to 10 so I can secure our company name. Now, whether or not the name is global, whether or not it's cluster, like, I don't care. I don't even want to open that conversation. I'm going to do my best to secure that name. And then I'm going to go back, right, and enjoy the rest of the story. But got to do it, guys. I got to do it. I got to race the 10, got to get our name, and then I can sleep peacefully at night.
Well, yeah. What was the question? Because I got back. I just got back.
I'm just wanted to see what everybody's kind of doing in chat for launch. I want to see what their focus is going to be. And then I figured we'd talk about what, like, exactly how we're going to kind of focus on the first few hours in the game.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
I love this. So Jaws says, I'm going to watch all the things and read all the stuffs and listen to all the talks. Focus on the lore. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Don't care about 60. I want 100% achievements. That's actually freaking awesome.
So yes. Cash, I'm just going to stop this. Look at the stream. Look at this on the art book. This is you, bud. This guy is wearing robes. Oh, with vials, and it looks like some kind of scholarly, looks like books and eyewear. Wow. This art book is insane.
Oh, it's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely awesome.
You will also find a crossbow.
What?
I'm just saying.
I'm looking.
Just let that simmer. Crossbow. You'll find a crossbow. And it was also one of the options to choose from. Really? from today's tree event.
Another thing that I noticed in the video that they put out recently was the hatchet and shield.
Oh.
What appeared to may have been a claymore.
Okay.
A claymore. So, yeah, dude.
And there was a scene where a gentleman had a book in his hand and he raises his left hand and casts a protection shield.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people were saying, hey, where exactly is the other healing stuff, right? Maybe it's not healing stuff. Maybe it's protection. Maybe it's buffs. Maybe it's, you know, surrounding someone with a shield and taking that damage or halving or mitigating the damage.
Yeah.
Could be pretty cool. Yeah. I'm really interested to see what other weapon systems they bring into the game because I'm telling you right now, hatchet and a shield, I need it.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
That's pretty badass.
That's really good.
Looks like there's concept art. It looks like is that a two-handed anchor? They're holding.
Oh my god!
Literally hit someone with an anchor. Yeah. And then
I actually want Champ. When you talked about those weapon systems that you saw, Talk about where you saw that, because I remember last week when you showed me that.
Right. There was a video they put out.
Awesome.
Right. It was a little short video. And if you didn't stop the video, there was only 1 second in the video where you could see the shield.
Yes.
And the hatchet. It was only one split sec. I mean, it was just
Let me just pull it up. And we can just,
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try and find it. So to see if, to have Jibs pull it up so you can kind of narrate this. We can keep talking, but it was too cool to not talk.
And here's the crazy thing, too, is there's one guy with no weapons, just his fists.
Are we gonna have a
monk style class? A fistica? Dude, how badass would it be? Have you ever seen Oh Brother, We're Out Thou?
Yes.
You know, the part where he's like, you can't marry my wife. And he goes,
yeah.
I want a boxing style like that, right? There's got to be some British dudes that want to throw some knuckles, right? Irish dudes that want to swing some fists. Yeah. I think they should bring that in, man. That would be awesome. Brass knuckles, Budgie said. And by the way, Budgie, we got to get you another weird costume. Likes to wear creepy jester stuff. And it's fun. So, really is fun.
So here in this video, this is the damage shield. It looks like he's holding a tome.
Right here.
Yeah.
He's holding a tome in his hand, and he's got his hand out with the protection shield. And if you notice, that guy's casting a spell at him.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, while we're doing this, you want to do another giveaway?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. So here we are. You got 3 minutes. Boom. Exclamation mark raffle in chat. Make sure you're following. If you win, DM this channel directly your Steam name. Wow. Look at that damage shield with the tome. So let's keep moving this forward here.
Yeah.
Look at that view. What an angle. Oh, man. I'm geeking out over graphics. Sorry. There it is. Is that it? No, that's not it. Okay, all right. We're almost there.
Right about in here.
Back right. Look
keep
at
going.
That.
Yep.
And the two-hander. What was that in the back?
So if you stop right here, there's your sword and axe, or your shield and axe. There's another axe and shield right in the front. Oh, is that a sword? No, that's a sword. If you look at the guy with his arm up, the guy in the far back has a very long sword. He's holding it.
Yeah.
It's very long. And then the guy on the far left, he has nothing. He's just standing with his fist out. Maybe he sheathed his weapons.
Far left? Oh.
Yeah. Maybe he sheathed his weapons. Maybe he's ready to beat you up. So if you can't figure out left, JB, hold your hands out in front of you like this, and the one that spells an L, that's how you find your left hand.
Oh shit, really?
There you go, buddy.
Wait a minute.
There you
go. That totally works.
Yes, it does. That's how we taught people in the military how to find their left from their right. Because I would go, do this.
Nailed it.
What's this say? We win one.
You got it.
You caught the tater.
I'm gonna keep moving this thing a little bit forward. Did you notice?
That's phenomenal.
Has anyone said anything about decoding this other side of this dude's helmet? Because you notice how the, I think it was chapter 2 of this this video,
right,
showcases the player's version. Like, what's this key? That's the first thing that stood out to me. I have no backstory on this. I literally just popped in my head, so I don't expect. You know, we didn't prep for this at all.
It's a beta key.
It's a beta key.
Yay. You get a beta key.
We're actually giving those away right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of, we got 45 seconds on that.
Hey,
Steam key.
Hey, thank you, everyone, for all the follows. And I know you guys already hit it, but Edgewood for all the gifted. That was awesome.
Yeah, dude,
thank you. Jeffy says, Lore Seekers cast. I think it's for a lock.
Probably.
Yeah. Somebody nailed get it. Captain Obvious a cab. It's time to go, son. It's time to go.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I like? If you stop, go back. If you look at the helmet, that anchor was on the helmet before it went to that front screen.
It's going to be a minute till I...
Okay.
So I get us back there.
I just caught that.
Click happy.
What part was it?
It was right as the video started. As it came off the helmet, there was an anchor. And when it came off the helmet, it actually went into a scene where the anchor was laying on the ground. I wonder if we follow those steps, if it tells us a small story, is what I'm saying.
I got you.
I just happened to catch it when it was flipping.
I'm tracking.
What's up, Zynode? Zynode, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's up, bud?
Friends, Zynode's one of our good friends from Elder Scrolls Online, and we miss you, brother.
Oh,
we miss you
tons, much man. Love, bro.
Thanks for popping in. That's lots of love. Thank you.
Much love.
Good seeing you, brother.
That's
good
awesome. Seeing you. So good to see you. So here's the story, right? Is this what you mean?
Just before that, if you back it up to the helmet.
Back up to the helmet. Okay, we're there.
Yep. So yep.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the video to catch up.
Yep. Yep.
There's a delay here.
There's a delay.
So there's the anchor on the helmet.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And then if you push forward, just let it play.
Okay.
What's, you know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's around it. There's that, whatever that is, and whatever that other thing is. It looks like a hurricane symbol back from the old.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So boom, there's
right
the anchor.
The real world.
Right yeah. There. So here's yeah. the people. Cool.
Yeah.
So that was that talking about them landing on shore. Is this the first city that you get to after you level, right? As you're moving?
Could be.
So is this a story from going to the beach up to the first settlement you get to, whichever one that you get to? There's always little things in these videos that they are trying to tell you that you do not catch unless you're paying attention.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about this stuff, man. They always got a little something in there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for sure. All right. We have a winner. Are you ready?
Hey,
winner, winner, chicken dinner. Winner, chicken dinner for the third New World Standard Edition key. Winner is... Ammo Kitty.
Hey-o. Hey. Ammo Kitty. We know that name.
I know
that
name's
familiar.
Good Welcome. To see you. I didn't even know you were here.
Congratulations.
That's dude. Awesome.
That's awesome.
And yeah. make sure stuff. You're following. Send us a DM of your Steam name. So good to see you here. Are you still here?
Cool.
Where's she at? I gotta
see her. Better be here.
Oh, wouldn't that be awful? She wins and she accidentally like left or something.
There she is.
Hey!
There she is.
Awesome.
Welcome nice. To the plotty.
It's a delay, man. It's a delay.
Nice to see you, Ammo Kitty. Thanks for hanging with us tonight. Congratulations.
So cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, so we got three more of those to give away. Hey, let's do another poll. Let's keep these polls.
He said poll.
Ah, I knew he was going to say that.
Got him.
Wait, we are at that point right of our way. Stream.
Got him! Got him!
Yeah, like, it keeps going.
So if so you good. Guys, when you guys, oh my God, Cash, bro, you got to slow down, homie.
Dude,
we got a long night, bro.
Look at you. You're just polished off a whole bottle of mead tonight.
Okay, fine. I will start myself.
Attaboy. Viking splot.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you want a good hunting mead, this stuff is fire.
Fire. That was a good commercial, bro.
This is fire.
We are not sponsored by them, but we might as well be.
We should be, because I'm going to tell you right now, this makes me want to do Viking shit.
Yeah. I grew my beard out because of that mead.
I'm growing That's my beard awesome. Out because of this mead.
Because of me.
And I'll have you all know, too, my wife went to the coffee shop and got me a pretty good-sized Americano, and I was going to have it tonight, and I stared at the Americano, and I stared at the mead, and I went, well, I don't want to be up till midnight, because I got to be up early in the morning.
Yeah, you do. You got work to do.
I got work to do, so I chose the mead. So I'll probably be asleep in about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the poll, friends. What role are you going to be doing in-game? So here's what you do, exclamation mark, vote, space, either tank, healer, MDPS for melee DPS, RDPS for range DPS. Oh, and that's it. Okay, so yeah, there you go. Exclamation mark, vote, space, your role. Oh, wow, look at them all. Ooh, it's really getting a little, all right.
Here it comes.
Here, yeah. You know, if you think about the role, I switch roles.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How about that? Right. So I was going to tank, and we've got a lot of very good tanks. We got our Governor Sullis, who's going to be, you know, the tank that I'm chasing.
Governor.
We got Viking, who's going to tank. We got Steve Jeek Freak, who's going to tank, you know, several different people that are going to tank within the community. And I'm like, you know what, with the way that we're going to run our patrols, I felt like being in the back and, you know, doing the platoon sergeant role, I wanted a ranged weapon to be able to assist the front line and the flanks.
Mm.
So, I'm pretty excited. And I want to talk about something when it comes to what we're going to do. I want everybody to know that what we're going to do is we're going to use control measures to ensure that the group continues to move as a whole. But we're not going to take this way over the top. I want people to understand when we say light RP with a military-esque thing, it's more or less just having like a squad leader who makes sure that the other people in his squad are with him. And then I'll make sure all the squads are together. Governor Sullis is going to make sure the entire element is ready to move. So we're going to treat it like a military element, but we're not going to be yelling different types of terms because those terms didn't exist during that time. They did not exist. So we're going to be more of a civilian style, you know, more like, hey, watch militia. The right flank, watch the left flank, militia style. It's going to be very demilitarized when it comes to comments and the way that we do things. So anybody out there, if you want to play with us and you're just kind of a little leery about that, trust me, it's going to be a downplay of that. And we're going to make sure that it's comfortable for everyone. Yeah. Because we want everyone to participate. And if we find that we need to change things around, we will. Because the reason why we're playing this is community. This game, this amazing game.
That's right.
But the community.
Yep.
That's why we're here.
Yep.
We will not make you read and study FM7-8.
Don't ever bring that up again.
That just triggered me, just hearing those letters and numbers put together.
Don't you say 670.
I mean, there's AR 670-1, but like, you know, whatever.
What's happening?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know. Just not cash. This is military terms.
There's a lot of people in chat. There's a lot of people in chat that are like, oh my God, shut up right now. We're done.
Hey, I'm going to be a healer. I'm going to yell stuff, but the things I'm going to yell are incredibly specific.
Oh my God.
Can I go over them?
Yeah.
You have a life staff and you're running around and you do your spells back. when you throw out your healy feelies, right?
Yeah.
He says some very specific things.
Yes.
And nobody knows what the character is saying.
Not a damn clue.
I effing figured it out.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, I figured it out.
Okay.
So here we go.
Yeah.
The first spell that you put down, he yells, cheese roll. I'm not kidding you. You mark my words and you listen to the damn thing in the game. That's what he says. And the next one, he says, more cheese. I swear to God, that's what he says. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh,
that is all.
You just ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
You ruined it for everybody. Because until you said that, I didn't pay attention to that at all. As soon as you said more cheese, I'm like, no! You ruined
it. That's all I hear now.
No, my healer is Cassius, the Cheese King of Chicago. And he's bringing it.
Oh, that's funny. Thorn, thanks for the gifted sub. And most recently, Fear Sandman. Thank you so much for the follow. That's awesome. Oh, wait, no, that's nice. Old Gandhi. Gandhi followed. Hey, thank you.
What?
I don't know.
Gandhi?
Oh, Gandhi's hanging out here.
Gandhi's watching.
Wow, sir, I appreciate everything that you do.
I am so peaceful.
He's monkish.
Gandhi's following.
We better stop drinking.
So let's see what we got. All right. Poll results are. Oh, this was close. Okay, so 25.8%. Wow, 25.86%. Shut up. We're equal.
I can't help it. Numbers are hard.
Between there was the same amount of votes for melee DPS and healer. Both were 25.86%. The winning vote.
That's shocking.
Oh, okay.
The winning vote, Tank's got 18%. The winning vote at 29% is ranged DPS.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
That's actually predictable because of how well they did their ranged weapons.
You ain't kidding.
God, ooh. Yeah. I might actually do like an off character just so I can fire down the sights of a musket.
But it's so good.
Yeah, I've been playing the Ghost Recons, Wildlands, and Breakpoint, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
The gun plays the same.
Yeah.
The musket is the same.
Yeah, dude.
It is bringing somebody in from Call of Duty to set you up on your first person shooter style is the smart again. What is Amazon doing? Take the best things from everything. Look at the UI. People are complaining about UI. Well, there's no cooldowns. Yes, they are. Check your settings. How do I see my second weapon to know that my bars are free? Because there's a setting in the game already for that. But what about heals? It's really hard. There's 6 settings for heals or 7. Yeah.
It's got its own category. Yeah.
Open up your settings and look at those things. In fact, if you have the game downloaded right now, you can log in and check your key bindings.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did your key binding stay the same? Mine did.
Yep.
How has that happened, right? Beta to beta. the game release, same settings.
Hold on. You could already log in and check your settings.
Yeah, you can log in, check your settings. And so right now, if you're thinking, what does this settings have to offer? And you don't want to deal with that while you're in game because you're trying to get going, log in right now. Go to the settings, look at the keybinds, look at the settings you can set for your cooldowns, double weapons, and do that now. And now you'll be able to do it. And I know it's the same config file, Rainfire, good, but no other game does that. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was surprising. Anytime you've been in beta, they completely wipe everything and all the keybinds and everything like it. You kind of got to take, you know how it is, old school WoW, taking screenshots of your UI, making sure it's the same. Yep. It's pretty awesome, man. Pretty awesome.
While we're at things to go ahead and do, let me just quickly interject here. Go ahead and sync up your Twitch with your Prime Gaming with your Steam. Go ahead and do it. Okay. Like, please do it. Cause the majority of y'all, there's 215 in stream right now. 212 of y'all are going to be mad in a couple of days. Go into newworld.com/ it's like NA/English, whatever. Just Google search New World Twitch Drop. Yep. Go to that link, and there's a 3-step process for you to take. I walked Champ through it earlier today. Do those 3 steps to ensure that you will get drops when you are watching those streamers, right? Please do that. I would hate for all 215 of us to have not heard or had this call, right? Heed this call. Go do it. Go do it now.
Quick mention from Rebellions in chat says, sleep. How will I be able to do that tonight? So
no one's sleeping.
No coffee. Go to the closest taco shop. Stock up.
The closest taco shop.
And shotgun a beer.
That's right.
Shotgun a beer after your tacos.
That's right.
Brush your teeth. Put on your jam jams.
Yep.
And go nannies.
Yep.
That's how you're going to be able to do it. And real quick, Rebellions friends, if you guys have not checked out Rebellions on Twitter, Rebellions runs the Warboard, which is at the Warboard on Twitter. And they are New World everything all the time. Very, very cool.
He's a good friend.
Person friend. On Twitter to follow for New World information.
Not to mention, he's a cool dude. Like legit. Thank you for, dude, you've supported us, you know, since I can remember, you know, getting started. I know it's only been a few weeks, but for all of you that are here right now that have supported us from the start, thank you. For those of you who are here new, stick around. I promise you, we're going to do some pretty cool things here. We're going to be streaming on a regular. You're going to see some things you've never seen before. I'm making guys do things they don't want to do. We're going to make Cash probably put on some form of a dress and dance around.
We're gonna be wearing dumber hats than we're wearing
dumber hats. This hat got hot, man.
Oh man,
everybody
this
watching
on fire.
Hey, dude, it's for everybody watching on, I was gonna wear that wig and beard. I put it on before the show. I almost died of heat exhaustion. I mean, I literally was gonna call a medic. So I gotta work on my game.
Cash, we need you.
Well, you have a real beard, and then you're going to put an actual or like a fake beard on top of that, dude. I totally get that.
It's two runs.
K Champ does such a great job on the beads and everything like that, and in the hair and everything. She braided all of it. I really want to wear it, but man, it is like 900 degrees in this room.
Yeah. Well, we'll be playing this game through winter.
I mean, we'll be here for, you know, give or take the next 10 years. So, you know,
be a little bit.
We're good. We got plenty of time. Hey, let's do another giveaway.
Yes.
So again, folks, everyone who's here, one, make sure you're following. Number two, make sure you know your Steam name correctly. And if you win, DM us that Steam name directly. This is for,
I'm up in the ante. Okay. I'm going deluxe edition.
Oh, we got a deluxe.
Okay. Okay.
How many have we given away so far?
Deluxe. Hang on. We haven't started yet.
Three.
And we've given away three.
This is for a deluxe. This is for deluxe. You may now enter !! Raffled in chat.
And the next two will be, the next two will also be collector's editions.
Ooh, we're doing more deluxes. Damn. Last three are all
I got the last two.
This is mine.
Hey, everybody drink. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, I'm out.
Cheers.
I got water, I'll
crush them all. Let's go.
Oh, look at chat just lighting up. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out this evening. We got more going on. While you guys are doing that, we've got 2 minutes, 23 seconds for that. So for the show, guys. We are literally just hours. Hours. Time.
We don't know what that is. Somebody check on Cash. Somebody check on him.
I have a 5-year-old kid, dude. Mom just told me to break his leg. Sorry.
Hey, it's 4 hours. It's 4 hours and 15 minutes when Australia goes live.
Oh.
Well, F Australia. Damn. Damn.
I'm just saying. 4 hours and 15 minutes.
F Australia. God.
That ain't us. That ain't us.
So we're right on the cusp of finally getting ready to do this thing. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like it hasn't been all that long of a wait for us.
No, God, please.
Shut up. Shut up, Jibs.
I mean, we just joined a few months ago. No, Solus, you know, it's not like we're you.
I want you to just like virtually choke yourself.
Just choke yourself.
Not with my hand. No, your hand.
Lean into it.
For everybody out there saying, oh, I've waited so long, don't start with me.
Yeah. How long have you waited? How many years?
3 years, man. Three years. Three years.
They haven't pushed the game back or anything. It's been on schedule.
So those are rookie numbers.
I hate every single one of you.
One day we will see you in person. And you will get the hammer.
You will be hugged.
I will hump your leg.
Whoa.
I will hug you with hips in.
I do have a little bit of help.
That's not a knife.
It's my this package opener. Knife.
Jesus, when you become Crocodile Dundee, I know we just brought up Australia, but calm down.
It's my unboxing video knife. Come on.
Sonny, have a good night, 20 homie.
20 seconds. Solace or Sonny. See you later, bud. Have a good one.
Yeah, three years. And not a weird flex, but I was there when it was white paper, right? When it was just this idea that was getting thrown out. Hey, what do you think about Amazon getting into the gaming world? I was there when I saw it as a publication. So this is like vindication is not the right word. That's not what I'm thinking of. There's another synonym, but like it's finally coming to fruition for me, right? Cool. Finally, 3 years later, I'm like, hey, it's like 10 hours away.
Yep.
Like, I am so damn close.
Yeah. Yep. You know, like, just sit and wait, right? Crazy. Go ahead, Jay.
We got a winner.
Hey,
are you ready?
Send it.
The very
Send
first it. Deluxe we've ever given away on this channel is Cruz Every.
He's in.
Cruz Every, are you here?
Hey-o!
Hit just it out.
Let's do it.
All right, Cruz Every, here's the deal.
There he is.
Hey, make sure you're following and DM this channel your Steam name. Make sure it's right, okay?
Please. Yes.
Congratulations.
Ammo Kitty, if you're still in chat, don't forget to DM us.
Oh, Ammo.
DM us your Steam name.
It's so good. That's one of my favorite names, Ammunition Kitten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
Love it.
All right. Let's see. What else we got on the docket here? I mean, we got all kinds of stuff. let's see. Okay. Bow or musket?
Musket.
Bow or musket?
Musket.
That one's close.
I know why you said that, champ.
So champ, go ahead, dude. Champ, go ahead. Why the musket?
For me, based off of what I did in the military, right?
Oh,
and yeah. what I like to do is, shoot long range rifles at long range distances.
Yeah.
And this gives me that feel. Plus, I'm a first person shooter. You guys know I'm very competitive. I love to shoot. I love to play it at a high level. So the musket gives me the ability to play a first person shooter in an MMO.
Yeah.
Which, mind you, think about that, guys. Yeah. Think about that. This is the first MMO I've ever played where a musket plays like Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Headshots matter. You can even get a perk in the line where if you shoot them in the legs, they slow down.
Yes, you can.
It's so good,
bro, man. And the way that the way it works out with me is I'm gonna run a musket and I'm gonna run the great axe. That's what I'm running, Warhammer.
Beautiful.
And people are like, but you got to do strength and dexterity. You know what? I'm gonna take my chance.
You play.
I'm gonna take my chances because
for me with the war, with the great axe, the ability to lock somebody down. So you got the musket out and you're shooting. And all of a sudden they're like, I'm going to close the distance. And you whip that great axe out. You throw that vortex on them. They're locked down. It's choppy, choppy, stabby, stabby. And then they run away for you. You shoot them in the back. Cause I will shoot you in the back.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. All in.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just saying, man, I will shoot you no matter where you at.
So I want to bring it up. I want to bring it up real quick because you made some really good points. But why is the musket and the bow, why are the mechanics of that so damn good in New World?
Dude. Oh, Solas.
Well, the bow has a drop, right?
Yes.
The bow has the drop off. So you have to take that in consideration. Gravity matters.
Yes.
It's really good feeling too when you land those shots.
That was bait, by the way.
Oh, you did good. Yeah. You really set it up. Why did you turn it off there, Greg?
Yeah. So a couple of things there real quick. So we have a developer from Call of Duty. I think it was called out earlier by Champ. But we have these developers that come from other parts of the world that aren't necessarily MMOs, right? We have a sound. I'm going to do this. Bear with me. But we have a sound director that comes from Game of Thrones and Westworld. Right. We have a first person shooter that comes from Call of Duty. And it's not just the musket. There's a bow that has elevation. Right. So riddle me that. Like, what other game, like other than a specific bow shooter, which I don't know many of those that exist, what other game complements elevation consideration? Right. So not only are you having to lead your target. Battlefield. Okay, roger that. But not in MMO, for sure.
No, it's in a whole nother category.
That's right. So not only are you leading, you're also having to aim higher than your target due to elevation. Yeah. And just real quick, since I've got the floor, there's an image in the art book that kind of shows like a mastiff, like a dog, like a hunting dog.
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
Imagine a game that involves like hunting with animals,
the retrieving, right?
That would be amazing.
That's right. And the picture, so it's one of the first pages, dude. Go all the way up, like page 2 or 3. You're gonna see a mastiff that has like a head on, like a cap on it. Yep. Right? Okay. Yep. So that dog with the cap on it. Imagine a world where you have a hunting pet that you equip in order to gain or find the material that you need. Like imagine it going and digging gems out of the ground or helping you hunt turkeys that or peacocks, awesome. Jibs, peacocks, you know, it's kind of a thing. I think
about a hunter pet, right?
Yes. 100%.
What a different take. Like, I love that. And, you know, going back to the FPS, like elements in this game, that was always a gimmick whenever it came to an MMO, simply because it never felt good. It never felt right. You know, and to have bullet drop, you know, people are talking about Planet Side, Fortnite, what was it, Rust? Yeah. Just to have drop like that and it feels right, that it feels good, that is so incredibly rare. Like when I was shooting that bow, Champ and I were doing our thing. He was doing his musket, I was doing the bow, and I had to plan for the arrow to drop. And when you get a headshot from somebody, it's every bit of 50 yards away, and you're planning for that drop. And on top of that, it's a skill that deals 200% more damage because you hit them directly. It's just like the best feeling in the world. It's like, it's hard to beat.
Yes. Right.
God. Oh, for sure.
Right. 100%.
One of the things that I remember from beta that will always stick with me was when we were running together and Cash threw that spear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it went over the crest of that hill and hit that elk in the back and buried it. And everybody in our group, because Pip was there, Viking was there, we were all running together, and everybody was cheering because we all watched the spear go and just boop, and that elk went and
I'm sitting there going, did I hit it?
It was so good.
Nobody had me more spectacles before hit it.
You were so shocked that you hit that.
Yes.
You were so shocked that you hit that. The sound, you sounded like a kid who just did something really good. You're like,
is that okay? Did I break it?
No, what did I do? Marv from Home Alone.
We all got like a Discord.
I don't know if you mean to hit that guy, but God damn, you hit him right in the damn head.
Right in the face.
Jesus H, man. I never even seen somebody throw paint like that.
Okay, Dad.
I want to do a really quick shout out here. We have in the chat, we have Redbird from Studio
Redbird.
Loot.
Redbird!
Hey, buddy.
What up, buddy?
Cheers. Skull, brother.
I saw the Slacker Project from Aeternum Radio.
Oh,
and then,
yeah,
of course, our much beloved cool. Fran Solo and Hyper Pixie from Nautical Nomads are also here.
Great shows.
All three amazing New World content creators. So.
Yeah. If you're not following them, go follow them. Let me get some links here. Hold
that's
up.
Right. We'll that's you. Right. That's right. Hey, while we're doing that, let's do another giveaway.
Yes. I like it.
This is for a deluxe edition of New World, friends. Make sure, number one, you're following. Number two, if you win, you send us a DM directly here at the show on Twitch of your Steam name. All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Yes.
At three. Let's two. Go. One, let's you go. Got 3 minutes.
Let's go.
Let's go, Mission Mark Raffle.
Let's go.
Get after it.
The harder you click your keyboard, the higher your chance.
Oh, look at that. Just filling right up. Look at you guys go. You're excited.
Keep screaming.
Go, go.
Oh, but, you know, going back to the, I was a huge FPS player before, like, that was my thing. And honestly, my game was never Call of Duty. It was Battlefield. And to play with a game, one of my favorite things was sniping because it was so satisfying with the bullet drop. And I can honestly say this game is the closest thing I've ever seen that matches another genre that they've mastered, where they've mastered the bullet drop. They've got it dialed in to a T, you know, for years.
Yeah.
This is the first game that I can honestly say that crosses over into that and does it just flawlessly, in my opinion. I see no issue at all. Everything feels right. It feels good. And to see that into an MMO,
right?
Like, you can't ask for anything better, man. It's so good.
Yeah. Right. And you think about the element of, if you want to RP, right? Like, if you want to get a rifle, go out in the wilderness and hunt, right? So you're going out to get skins or whatever so you can, you know, level up your skinning or whatever. You can literally get in, get quiet, walk through the woods, push that button that you got key bound to make you walk and not run. Take your time. Enjoy the sounds. Yeah. Hunt the stag elks that we seen. Gosh, we saw one the entire time that we were in game was the big bull elk.
Dude.
And he bounced, dude. He bounced. As soon as we came over the hill, he was like, I'm out. And to have that element in game, that is so lifelike because I've deer hunted. Yeah. You know, and please don't hate on me, but I have. And those large, elusive deer, the reason why they're so large and they're elusive is because they're smart and they hide and they run and they know. And the game captures that. Yeah. The little fine details that this game has when it comes to ambiance, sound, and just reaction of animals is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. How rare is it to find a bull? You know, a bull elk. I mean, I saw one, and that thing, like you said, it was gone. Like it went. Yeah. I couldn't kill it. It was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they just.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on. 5 gifted subs from Pip showing up.
Thanks, Pip. Thank you so much.
Sweetheart.
We got 20 seconds left! ! Raffle for the deluxe edition of New World. Sorry, go ahead, Souls.
No, you're good. So not to mention what Champ just said, you have to do. Right, it's not like it looks cool for RP. You've got to sneak up on those animals if you're going to kill them, right? Those legendaries that are going to yield that purple gear, that purple material, it actually requires actual strategic effort. You have to crawl, right? You have to crawl, you have to go prone, you have to go sneak up on that elk or that deer. Like, it's actually required in the gameplay. Yeah. You're not going to be able just to walk up on it because it's going to run away from you.
Right.
By the way, if you're in Rakewater, that turkey's going to kill you, like, just straight up. So if you're not crawling around in Rakewater,
that place is nasty.
It didn't feel good, right? When I'm like, my ego is like freaking huge, and I died from a turkey.
And you died immediately. So, oh, that's so funny.
It's cool.
We got a winner.
Send it, dude. Let's go.
This is the winner of the next deluxe edition of New World. It's Enoch MLC.
Enoch
MLC. Are you in chat, friend? Enoch Hey, there they are. Congratulations. All right. So here's what you do, Enoch. Make sure you DM us your Steam name. One of us will friend you on Steam, and we will send you this code. Make sure your name's right. All right.
Yeah.
Congrats, friend.
Is that five?
That's five. We only got one left.
We got one more.
We have one left.
That's a deluxe, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a deluxe.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Let's do another poll. What is your
Oh god.
Sorry, I'm giggling, dog. I love this.
I'm effing poor.
It's an hour and a half in the stream. It's only gonna go downhill from here.
And this. I'm almost done with my mead.
Yes. Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm trying to catch you.
My bottle's big.
Hey honey, let's go to Del Taco.
60% of the time, it works every time.
All right. What is your... It
smells like pure gasoline.
Oh, God.
Poll is now up for what is your preferred crafting skill? Is it mining, skinning, harvest, fishing, or logging? You can vote by doing exclamation mark vote space your favorite crafting skill.
Okay.
Fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you guys know the game Black Bass? From Nintendo. I know I've said it before.
I've never heard that one.
Google it. Look at it.
Black Bass.
It was a very hard game.
Yes.
Fishing game. And basically what it come down to, you had to find a black bass, which is the largest, biggest bass in the lake. And it took like 20 minutes to catch the thing.
I got it from 1999.
Dude,
it's so old.
Is it Game Boy Color?
Old. Yeah.
Okay. The original. Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Black Bass right here. Real fight.
We have a streamer that does it.
Well, where am I going? I don't know this site. I need to get off this immediately.
Oh, no. Jeffy, show him my age, man. I'm old, bro. You can look behind me. I'm old, man. It is what it is. I'm okay with it because this isn't blessed by everybody.
Why does that say OnlyFans?
That's not it.
OnlyFans?
That's not the site.
That's not it. It's an older one.
I'm not wearing my glasses.
That's a different kind of bass.
That is it right there. Did you say that's a different kind of bass? That's it. 2 minutes. 2 minutes penalty box.
two minutes
in a penalty box.
Damn it.
This penalty is box. A family show.
Going on mute.
This is a family show. As you giggle at
Why are you running?
Why are you running?
Does anybody remember Fishman from Dreamcast? Not to go on a sidebar, but anybody? Am I the only one?
Yes. No, it's only I remember you. That. I remember that.
That was like the equivalent of the most vulgar thing. I feel like you're baiting me.
See what I did?
You did a thing.
He did something good.
It's the hat.
Wow, we got a couple. Crafting skills here that are really close.
Skinning's gonna be another one. The sounds of when you skin is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
K Champ is not going to skin one animal in the whole game. She'll skin one, but no.
I don't like the way this sounds.
That's when the work starts. When you go hunting, that's when the work starts.
That's right.
So real quick, let's talk meta real quick, right? So yes, fishing is probably the sexiest thing that you're going to do in game. Like it is so much fun to actually fish. Go do it, right? You're missing out if you don't. Fishing is where it's at. Let's talk meta though. So go into your ability tree. Each ability line is tied to a crafting, right? So if I'm a tank and I'm gonna prioritize constitution, then my crafting needs to be logging, right? Because logging is prioritized. It's buffed if I select my points and ability in constitution, right? So do that. Do your homework tonight so that you can kind of like identify your obligatory crafting, right? So have your obligatory crafting that's going to benefit you and your build, and then fish, right? Because we all know fishing is like the thing to do, right? But constitution, let me see how good my memory is. Constitution is logging, strength is mining, dexterity is skinning, intelligence is harvest. Yes, that is 100% correct.
Focus is fishing.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. So
I'm gonna be the best fisher. Ever.
Boom. So
yeah, you will be. You because you're so focused.
I'm gonna be focused on the healy feelies.
That's right.
You guys ever seen the comedian where he talks about coffee?
No.
And he talks about, and it's a little kid and he calls him Jenny and he goes, "You want to go fuck off?"
He goes, I don't think I'm old enough to do that. He goes, no, go for coffee, you know, drink for coffee. Coffee. Oh, okay, maybe coffee. Maybe coffee. That coffee thing you say? You probably shouldn't say that.
Hey, Rose, this is a Haley show.
What we got here? What's that? Peace, thank you so much for the sub. this is
I'm gonna get a timeout.
Oh, look at this. Look how close this is. All right. So Harvest came in 2.44% harvesting.
Okay. Oh my God. That's weak. That's weak.
Logging came in at 7%.
Man, I'm gonna log. Damn.
He got
damn.
Got skinning at 9.76%. Mining at 39% and fishing at 41% being the winner. Fishing is right. Your winner.
This is my crowd right here. Yeah. Y'all all my black crowd. Thank bias. You very much. Thank
that's
you.
I like the black bass.
Oh.
Well, I gotta say though, if mining and skinning and all that stuff was as freaking fun as fishing is, people might like those ones a little right. more too. But fishing is the absolute, it's the bee's knees.
It's so good. It's
awesome.
It's the yeah, best let's fishing be realistic. I've ever played in a game.
Yeah. Let's be realistic though, guys. Yep. Like Proto Red just said, we're going to do them all.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're
going to
do them all.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like I am not going to walk past a patch of hemp and not pick it. Can I just stop real quick?
Yeah, go
Cash,
ahead.
Your outfit. Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, you have taken me back to beta when you were standing there with that weird thing on your head that looked like a dead raccoon's
a mullet.
Hind parts. Man, that thing, I cannot wait to see you in that again.
I can't either. And I really appreciate that comment. I think it goes right along with Hey Jensen's comment in chat that says, Cash is weird as F.
Yes.
Hey, well, welcome to stream.
Yeah, really, really appreciate that. That's your first time chat.
First time chat.
That came out of your was a running start double kick in my nuts. Ooh, you got both of them. Easy to...
No.
Look at this dude. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you want to do our final giveaway?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, friends, this is for the final giveaway of Deluxe Edition of New World. You have 3 minutes. It starts right now. Exclamation mark raffle. Don't be afraid to speak. It's okay to breathe, too.
I know it got all quiet. I know it's super.
And on top of it, the track we're changed all at once.
Hey, Leon Lovejock. Leon Lovejock, this is when you get into the giveaway like you were asking earlier. So type in that yep. exclamation point raffle. Oh, this damn. Is where you need to be.
Oh, hey, Enoch, thank damn. You for the Prime sub and then Proto for the sub as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you and welcome.
Thank you. It's awesome. Make sure you are subbed for everyone who, not subbed. make sure you're followed. You're following us here on the channel. We wouldn't make you sub. Or would we? But anyway, make sure you're following us here, on the show. And then make sure you DM us your Steam name. Make sure the spelling's correct because we're not going to chase you. All right. Thank you, sir and ma'am. You got 2 minutes and two seconds.
Look at that bottle. Look at that bottle.
You should still save that bottle. Mine,
dude. You should save that bottle. That's really nice. Put some sand in it.
I might be shells. I might be swallowing my own tongue in about 10 minutes.
Put a spoon in your mouth before you go to
maybe
med.
Maybe it's the extra S's you're putting at the end
hey,
of your words.
If I don't show up for the launch, you'll know what happened. He died in his sleep.
I'll get out of prison tomorrow. I'll call Cash. What are you doing?
I just woke up.
I died this morning.
My mouth tastes like wool.
Oh, Hyper Pixie for the 9 month sub. Hey, Pixie. Oh,
you're awesome.
Appreciate it, Pixie.
Oh, we got 1 minute. Guys, is there anything like, I think we're.
Dude, watching K Champ laugh sitting over here is amazing. So, for those of you who don't know, I got K Champ just like Jibs. I got K Champ a computer, I got her all set up. And so my wife and his wife are going to play a game for the first time together, and they're going to play it together with Pip being the godmother. So we got like a shield maiden group going on, right?
Yes.
So
I got to be honest with you.
It's really special.
Nice pull.
If I can say one thing about New World, and if you can take this with you, is this game has bringing my wife into my world. She talked to Sunny for the first time, to JB for the first time, to Cash for the first time, to Pip, to Viking. Yep. These are people I've spent a majority of my adult life with. This game is bringing in the most special person in my life, and that's why I am all in. That is why that we will talk about this game. We will present this game at the level that we will, because I love this game already. I haven't even played it on release yet, and I'm sold. Yeah.
It's so good.
This is amazing, dude. And with JB's wife coming in, I mean, how many times did we talk about how great it would be if our wives would come play games?
Yeah, they've got the Shield Maidens group for me.
Dude, man. I'm just saying...
That's an amazing pull. Like, I feel like that was an RP story pull. But yeah, we need a Shield Maidens group. We need to call it out. We need to call it for what it is. We have some strong female gamers in our company that we just simply need to celebrate. Simply need to celebrate. Right. So y'all are family, right? Like, I love the fact that we have just all walks of life in our company.
Oh, absolutely.
So cool. Absolutely. So cool.
Hey, real quick.
What was it? Cheryl's in chat. Cheryl.
Rebellions. Yeah. Nice, Rebellions. Cheryl. Good night, dude. He's taking off. Rebellions. I'm going to give you a shout out. Good. Cheryl, not to step on you, but it's because welcome to the show. But have a good night, brother.
It's awesome. All right. Morning. We have our final winner.
Oh.
This is it for all the marbles. It's the ninth inning. You ready?
I'm interested. I'm watching.
And the winner is.
Liter cola. Can I get a liter of cola?
Oh, nice.
Just order a large. Seven. I don't want a large. I want a liter of cola.
Are you here?
It's so good.
Congrats,
dude.
Man. Congrats.
Are you here?
Type in the chat.
Hey, there they are.
Lou Bear Pig is in here.
Oh, 09.
Liter. Hey, Lou Bear Pig. What's
Lou
up?
Lou Bear Pig's in here. What's what up, is
buddy?
Up, bro?
What's up, buddy?
What is up, dude? Thanks for coming in.
0987. Yeah. All right. So make sure you send us a DM right here on the channel with your Steam name.
Yep. Gary, and have a good night, brother. We'll see you in the morning.
So we're getting close, fellas, I think, to wrapping it up. What do you guys think? Where should we go? What's the final thoughts?
Final thoughts are get some sleep. Go tell your family you love them.
Tell them you love them.
Make sure you've made yourself some snacks, and make sure you hydrate. Now, on the serious though, if you plan on neckbearding this freaking game, friends, get up, move around, do some freaking burpees every hour. Just do something to move your blood.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Don't sit there and clot up. Just take care of your body before you take care of the game. Don't
sounds
forget.
Like a medic. Sounds like a medic.
They let me take care of people. Can you believe it?
Healy feelies. Kind of scary.
All right. So, I don't know why I cut in here. I'm not adding anything to this yet. You go ahead.
So for me is tomorrow when you get in the game, if somebody's struggling, they're asking questions, help them. Let's make this game our home. And in your home.
Yeah.
You treat people with some love and respect. So, hey guys, guys and gals, this game is made by us. It's maintained by us. So let's be caring and loving to those who need questions answered, right? Let's support the communities and do the things we need to do.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Do some push-ups.
And do some push-ups.
Do 22 a day. 22 a day.
That's right.
You're right, though. Like, this is it.
That's
like,
right.
We have the chance.
There's a reason for 22 a day.
We have the chance.
There's a reason for 22 a day.
Why is there a reason? What's the reason?
22 veteran suicides a day.
Oh.
So 22 push-ups in respect for that. That's correct. That's the whole thing of it. And that's the thing of it is F push-ups. Well, if you can't do them, maybe you should practice. Just do them push-ups. I hate burpees. I hate burpees.
Oh, Brock burpees.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So before we get out of here, Solus.
Talk to me. Dude. So, I mean, this is it. This is generational, right? Like, I'm trying to think of the last time that we had the opportunity to embark on an MMO, right? To like literally set foot day one on an MMO. It's not like these things are happening every year. every 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, right? This is it. This is, I would say, generational.
Oh, yeah.
So as much as you want to go in and you want to flex that level 60 and you want the highest gear and you want to look sexy, like, just remember, once you're level 60 and you have the maxed gear, then what? Really cherish this game for what it is. It's deep. Right. It's deep. And if you don't think so, listen to all the Lore Seekers cast webs, like the shows, the podcasts. It's yep. deep. It yep. goes so deep. So enjoy it while it's still new, right? Enjoy getting the lore pages. Enjoy actually reading and listening to the voice acting. Enjoy the sounds. Go off on a 2-hour fishing excursion. Take your time. Because right. when you're max level, you're max level, right?
Take,
and it's
take it, the journey in, right?
Take the journey in. That's yeah. right. Right. Breathe in. You don't get another one of these every year, every 2 years. That's
it right there. Yep.
Yep. When enjoy I the journey. Right. When I role play GTA 5, we always said it's not about the journey. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
100%.
It's not about getting to the location. It's about how you got there and what yeah. you did while you got there. I love it. I absolutely love it. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Almost.
Oh, almost. We're almost there.
For me, it's both. Like, I think everyone hit the nail on the head. Like, I don't have too much to add. Like, it's, you know, treat this is our community right here. And it starts tomorrow. Like, we have an opportunity to build something that speaks volumes to other communities, that speaks volumes to other games, that represents everything that New World is and who we are as a community to everyone else. Like, this is that moment and that time that we can. So take advantage of that. Be a good help to somebody else. You know what? Like, if you beat someone in a duel, / salute, you know, show them respect and love, you know? Yeah. And like Sola said, you know, this is definitely generational. It's a very, very, very special time. I have waited for this since Star Wars The Old Republic release.
Amen.
You know, so this for me is 10 years. So enjoy tomorrow, everyone who's here. Don't leave. We're gonna be raiding somebody. We like to make someone's night. We want to blow up.
Dude, absolutely. Their
chat.
Let's go raid Studi.
That's do Studi.
Studi.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's do Studi. Yeah, Studi is a yep. fantastic content creator yes. and a really, really good character builds.
Yes.
Person and to most go
of
to.
The, right. Most of the builds I've done for people in the community was a correlation with me and Studi talking and him giving me insight. This man knows his builds. He's been in this game for a long time and right. he's just a super professional guy. He's got great videos on YouTube. Yeah. Check him out. But let's go in here. Let's give this guy some love. Let's lower this boom on him, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Before we let's go, friends, if you want to see more of our content, visit loreseekerscast.com. Also follow us on our Instagram and Twitter and all the places at / loreseekerscast. We love you. I'm going to queue up this raid. And big ups. Everyone enjoy launch. Let's get at least 150 people. Come on, let's keep going. Get there. Yeah, keep it going.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Let's go. Give everybody lots of love.
Everybody.
Get everybody in there. Oh yeah, there we go.
Thank you again. We love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Much love. Here we go.
Boom.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Good night. Love you much. We'll see you in a tournament.